Hammer and Nigel.
Can you believe these characters are weirdos?
So let's rock it!
All right, Hammer, all eyes on Governor Holcomb. We're awaiting his decision on the bill that's currently sitting on his desk that would prohibit transgender surgeries and puberty blockers of minors.
So this has garnered a lot of attention, especially after what went down in Nashville and that horrific shooting that took place at the religious school. A lot of people are trying to blame the Tennessee legislature on the law that they passed, which is similar to what's sitting on the desk of Eric Holcomb right now. That law would say you cannot have body-changing surgery until you're a legal adult. And that means everything from puberty blockers to physical surgery. Must be an adult to do that. A lot of people, Joe Scarborough and folks at the White House, are blaming Republicans for what happened in Nashville, which is gross. So, right now, Governor Holcomb, here in Indiana, has a very similar bill sitting on his desk. Here he is telling our news partners at Wish TV his thoughts on that bill.
And it's the parents' right and responsibility to care for that child's health. It's also their legal obligation. And what is legally permissible for a minor on this front or other examples are dealt with in the state house by the legislature.
So he's basically laying the groundwork there. He says this is something that the legislature needs to figure out, which they claim that they have. And according to my sources, it sounds like even if Governor Holcomb were to veto this bill in Indiana, if you have a certain amount of votes, you can override that veto.
Yeah, they've already had to override one of his vetoes about letting biological men play in women's sports.
And from what I've been told, they have the votes to do that if Governor Holcomb wants to veto this bill.
I couldn't imagine him vetoing this bill. Look, and this is not canceling trans people. It's not trans genocide. I'm not even saying, you know, if a parent wants to affirm their child and their child that identifies as trans, I probably would disagree with going with that. You know, gender dysphoria and dealing with things of identity like that is a very difficult thing, and it's a real thing in family situations. I don't know that I would be the parent to affirm. Nobody's saying you can't do that. They're just saying you can't give medicine and life-altering medication and life-altering surgeries to kids who want to do this that are under the age of 18. They will live, many live to regret it later on in life.
Let's be honest, kids change their minds
a
lot, especially in the teenage years. Ask a teenager, what do you want to do when you get older? I don't know. And that's acceptable. But asking a teenager, hey, do you want to chop off a body part and transition to another gender? I think you have to just wait a little bit and say, if you want to do that, that's fine, but you have to be an legal adult to make that decision. Also, Governor Holcomb was asked about the timeline of a decision.
I'll take the time to go through it word for word before making my final decision, but I won't dither. This could make its way, you know, to my desk today or tomorrow, or, you know, in short order, and we'll put the right time into it and make sure I get every question that I might have answered before making that decision. But I won't dither. It won't be long.
He won't dither.
Dither.
Like the word dither. The ACLU have already said they're going to file a lawsuit once he signs it. And that's to be expected.
And there's a big rally this Saturday over at the Indiana State House, downtown Indianapolis, the trans rally. Now, in other markets, this has been marketed in a more aggressive way.
Day of Vengeance.
Day of Vengeance. That hasn't been the case here in Indianapolis. So curious, one, to see the turnout, and two, if it is a rather large crowd, what happens then? So keep an eye on that this Saturday.